Fisheries ministers' meeting in Brussels have agreed quotas for the next year. The Federation of Irish Fishermen says the outcome is a mixed bag for this country, with increases for a number of stocks, including prawns, but cuts to the amount of haddock, cod and whiting to be caught in the Celtic Sea. Earlier, the Agriculture and Marine Minister, Simon Coveney, said the outcome represented a substantial improvement on the proposals originally tabled by the European Commission. On the line is Sean O'Donoghue of the Federation of Irish Fishermen, and here in studio is Siobhan Egan of Birdwatch Ireland, part of what's known as the Environmental Pillar. Let's start with you, Sean O'Donoghue. Would you accept that this outcome represented a substantial improvement, that it could have been a lot worse?
Yes, I fully accept that. And basically, the outcome here would have been a pretty good deal, except for the unjustified reductions in cod, haddock and whiting in the Celtic Sea. Overall, it was a good deal, but except for that.
Why do you say that part of the new regime, why do you say that isn't a good deal?
Because basically we, from a fishing point of view, we are well aware that we have a very good recruitment coming in on cod, haddock and whiting in the Celtic Sea. And we are usually about 2 to 3 years ahead of the science in relation to our predictions here. And with the decreases here, all we're going to do is increase the level of discards in relation to these stocks. And if we had a level playing field here in terms of a rollover, we wouldn't have the same amount of discards. And you must remember, the industry here has been very progressive in putting forward very good measures in terms of reducing discards.
Now, we were talking earlier on to the minister about the discards, this practice of fishermen having to throw back part of their catch back into the sea. And change is on the way, he said.
Yes, change is on the way. From the 1st of January, the pelagic species, which is your mackerel, herring and horse mackerel, the ban comes into place for those species. However, we have a total mess in terms of the control and enforcement, because we have two sets of regulations still in place, one telling us that we have to legally discard and the other saying that we legally cannot. And this is very unsatisfactory.
Right, so from what you're saying then, there's still some work to be done on this.
Everybody agrees that you should be discarding and wasting fish. There's nobody that supports that. But there's another thing to actually implement it in the ground in a sensible and effective manner that actually does what it says on the tin.
All right. It's Sean O'Donoghue. Stay with us if you would, because as I said, also joining us is Siobhan Egan of Birdwatch Ireland. They're part of what's known as the Environmental Pillar, a group of environmental groups who come together to talk about these issues. You, is it safe to presume, come at this from a rather different angle? What's your perspective on what was announced early this morning?
Well, we feel it was a missed opportunity for the minister to, he could have shown more leadership, the type of leadership he showed when he actually brokered the Common Fisheries Policy, the new one. And so it was a missed opportunity in that regard. Certainly, sticking to the science would have resulted in cuts, and did so, and would have resulted in more cuts. But that's a result of 30 years of mismanagement of our fisheries. All the evidence shows that if we take cuts sooner, if we'd cut more, then we would have resulted in benefits in the medium term and the longer term. In other words, more fish and more fishing. So we know that, for example, if stocks of haddock and whiting in the Celtic Sea in the west of Scotland, if they were brought into better health in terms of their biomass, then we could actually double landings and double revenue. So there's studies out there to show the benefits of holding off, allowing these stocks to be as healthy as possible, ensuring we're fishing them at a rate that doesn't deplete them inappropriately, and that has the benefits. I think that the context that's been missing maybe from the comment that Minister Coveney made earlier, and so far is that, in fact, before the Commission even tabled its proposals, which were discussed over the last few days, the science came from the ICES, the International Council for Exploration of Our Seas, and the Commission had already not listened to some of the science that came from that International Council.
Right, so is it your argument then that the Commission had already gone some of the way
exactly
to meeting the position of both Sean O'Donoghue who and Simon Coveney. One of the things that Simon Coveney said earlier was that new gear is now being used and that this will allow smaller fish in the Celtic Sea to escape and that this should work to mitigate against the current problem. What's your take on that?
That's a really positive move, and we're certainly keen to see more technical measures like this brought into place where you can allow a smaller fish or different species of fish to escape being caught. And that's certainly the solution we would feel to this discard issue and this waste issue that no one, as Sean has identified, no one wants to see that happening. So technical measures are part of the solution to answering discard, so more of that. The difficulty is identifying whether or not the compulsory. So if part of the justification of overfishing these stocks is that they have technical gears that are going to be used, can we be assured that they're compulsory and that the most effective ones are being used? Because there are lots of technical measures, but the ones that are most effective need to be applied.
Right. So again, there does seem to be some confusion over what's likely to happen from here on in. Listen, thank you both very much for joining us on the programme this morning. We heard there, first of all, from Sean O'Donoghue of the Federation of Irish Fishermen and latterly from Siobhan Egan of Birdwatch Ireland.